The pandemic in California is already dire at hospitals in the central and southern part of the state, where LA County has more than 500,000 coronavirus infections. That's 25% of the state's 2.1 million cases. More than 33,000 of those were recorded in just the last 24-hour period, and nearly half are from LA County. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Look at LA County alone, 12,000 to 15,000 cases a day just in the last few weeks. It's obviously having a big impact, taking a big toll on our hospitals.
In all, more than 24,200 people have died in California from the coronavirus, according to state data. LA County's Department of Public Health is reporting 73 deaths in the last 24 hours. The continued high numbers are straining ever more stretched hospital resources. Newsom says as ICU, intensive care unit beds, hit capacity, and emergency departments are getting full, hospitals are now having to divert care. That means they have to send some patients to other hospitals or facilities.
Routine emergency room care is being slowed down. So if you think this doesn't impact you, if you think somehow you're immune from impact of COVID, there's the direct impact, and that is the transmission of this virus. There's the indirect impact. God forbid you have a stroke or heart attack, your car accident, or you have other acute care needs. The impact of this virus, this pandemic, is being felt on the entire hospital system. And that impact obviously could impact each and every one of us. God forbid that we're in need of emergency care, particularly now in LA County.
ICU beds are also dwindling in other regions of the state, like the San Francisco Bay Area. Last week, ICU capacity was 15%. This week, it's 9%. Some Bay Area hospitals are canceling elective surgeries. And experts say the worst is yet to come. It's due in the weeks following Christmas and New Year's celebrations. To get ahead of that surge, LA County is imposing a 10-day quarantine for anyone returning home from out-of-town travel. Governor Newsom says it's likely the state will also follow suit and extend stay-at-home orders for the San Joaquin Valley and Southern California.
Dr. Galley and his team likely tomorrow will announce, and that's why you see on this slide the 12/29 announcement, they will announce once today's data is collected their projections over the next four-week period. It is clear and understandable that it's likely those stay-at-home orders will be extended.
Meanwhile, the state continues to ramp up its COVID-19 vaccination push. The governor says a new pharmacy partnership with Walgreens and CVS drugstores will vaccinate the most vulnerable in the state, starting with 1,200 skilled nursing facilities. 499 will work with CVS to obtain vaccines, and 357 will work with Walgreens. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.